请大家打开圣经到马可福音第十章。
Please turn your Bibles to the book of Mark, chapter 10.
马可福音第十章，我们今天会看第一到第十二节。
And we'll be looking at verse 1 to verse 12 of Mark, chapter 10 this morning.
今时今日，有许多的夫妻进行离婚。
In our day and age, we see a lot of couples, married couples, getting divorced.
就好像其他的这个繁荣的国家一样，新加坡也是看见了这个离婚有增无减。
And it is a trend that we see in a lot of first world developing cities.
在2017年，有这个统计有28,000宗这个婚姻，不过同时间有7,000多宗这个离婚。
We see in 2017 a total of 7,500 marriages ending in divorce, while there were a total of 28,000 marriages registered over the same period.
从2005到2015年也有这个统计的数据，让我们看见有许多年长的这些夫妻有这办了这个离婚的手续。
Also, the period between 2005 and 2015, we saw a shift in the age profile of divorcees that were older.
在2017年的时候，有30%的这个离婚呢是结婚了5到9年的夫妻。
Also in 2017, couples who were married for between 5 to 9 years accounted for the largest share of all divorces, about 30%.
第二组最大的这个比率，就是20%的这个办离婚手续的，是结婚了超过20年的夫妻。
The second largest group were couples who were married for 20 years or more, and they make up 20% of all civil divorces.
换句话说，我们不能够以为结婚了很长的时间的这些夫妻就不可能会离婚。
In other words, we cannot assume that just because the couples who have been married longer will not get divorced.
因为结婚了20年的夫妻也离婚。
Because apparently those who have been married 20 years also end in divorce.
而且这个是20%，是离婚的那些人数当中占这个第二高的。
And in fact, they account for 20% of the second largest group of people who are getting divorced.
有一些夫妻为什么会没有离婚，而且是保持着这个婚姻超过20年？这个很有可能是因为孩子的问题。
And then there are others who maintain their relationships, maintain their marriages beyond 20 years, but do so for their children.
当孩子长大了，成家立业了，或者独立了之后，这对夫妻就没有理由在一起了，他们就开始办离婚。
Or when the children grow up and become financially independent, there's no longer any reason for them to stay together.
我们感谢我们的神，因为我们的神他是关心我们的。
But we thank God because He is a God that cares for us.
他不是创造了宇宙万物，创造了人类之后就让这个宇宙自由的进行。
And He isn't a God that, having created the world and all that is in it, has stepped away to let it do whatever it wants.
不是的，圣经告诉我们，我们的神是爱护我们，他是关怀着人类的。
No, the Bible tells us that our God is a loving God and His concern is for man.
他不只是给我们恩典，不只是给我们怜悯，他甚至把他的独生子赐了给我们，为我们死在十字架上。
He has not only shown us grace and mercy, He has gone to the extent of giving us His only Son to die on the cross.
婚姻是神所设立的。
And marriage is an institution of God.
他创造了第一个男人，第一个女人。
He created the first man and the first woman.
不过在这个伊甸园里头，这一对男女他们犯了罪，所以整个世界就堕落了，进入这个罪。
But this first man and woman in the Garden of Eden fell. They did not obey God, and therefore they plunged all of humanity into sin.
我们今天看的这一段经文就是有关这人的罪是在婚姻里头所出现的这个离婚的问题。
And the passage we're looking at today results from that sin and manifests in divorces amongst married couples.
所以让我们现在就来看马可福音第十章第一到第十二节。
So let's take a look now at Mark chapter 10 verse 1 to 12.
马可福音第十章第一节，耶稣从那里起身来到犹太的境界并约旦河外，众人又聚集到他那里，他又照常教训他们。有法利赛人来问他说，人休妻可以不可以，意思要试探他。耶稣回答说，摩西吩咐你们是什么？他们说，摩西许人写了休书便可以休妻。耶稣说，摩西因为你们的心硬，所以写这条例给你们。但从起初创造的时候，神造人是造男造女，因此人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体。既然如此，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体的了。所以神配合的人不可分开。到了屋里，门徒就问他这事。耶稣对他们说，凡休妻另娶的，就是犯奸淫，辜负他的妻子。妻子若离弃丈夫另嫁，也是犯奸淫了。
Mark 10 verse 1. And he left there and went to the region of Judea and beyond the Jordan, and crowds gathered to him again. And again, as was his custom, he taught them. And Pharisees came up, and in order to test him, asked, Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife? He answered, What did Moses command you? They said, Moses allowed a man to write a certificate of divorce and to send her away. And Jesus said to them, Because of your hardness of heart, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man separate. Verse 10, And in the house, the disciples asked him again about this matter. And he said to them, Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery.
我们首先来看今天这段信息的第一点，就是我们看见了离婚的问题。
Our first point for today's message is the problem of divorce.
在这里我们看见了法利赛人他们来问耶稣问题，人休妻可以不可以，意思在第二节那里告诉我们是要试探他。
Now we see in verse 2 that the Pharisees came up to Jesus to ask him,to test him by asking, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?
我们要知道在这里法利赛人他们不是来问耶稣一个学术性的问题，也不是问他一个神学的问题，要考他看他是不是能够达到100分，及不及格。
Now we have to understand that the Pharisees didn't approach Jesus to ask him a theological question in order to see how he would score.
在这里法利赛人为的是要试探他，为什么呢？因为第一节告诉我们，耶稣现在在犹太的境界，并约旦河外，这里是什么地方
？No, because if you look at the context, it says here at the start that Jesus went to the region of Judea and beyond the Jordan. What place is this?
这里就是施洗约翰施洗的地方。
This is the place that John the Baptist was baptizing.
我们在约翰福音第十章四十节看见耶稣往约旦河外去，这里写着告诉我们是约翰起初施洗的地方，就住在那里。
We see this in John 10:40 where it says he, being Jesus, went away again across the Jordan to the place where John had been baptizing at first, and there he remained.
约翰福音也告诉我，在第一章第二十八节也告诉我们，这个约旦河外的伯大尼就是约翰施洗的地方。
In chapter 1 verse 28, it says also that these things took place in Bethany across the Jordan where John was baptizing.
这一个为什么重要呢？
Why is this important?
因为当耶稣在这个这约翰河外的伯大尼，这一个就是在比利亚的地方。
It's important because this is the place called Perea.
这个伯大尼在这个以色列当时有两个伯大尼，一个是在耶路撒冷附近的伯大尼，另外一个伯大尼就是约旦河外的伯大尼。
And in Jesus' time, there were two Bethanies. One was, as we see over here, across the Jordan. The other was close to Jerusalem.
让我们来看这个地图，来更加明白。
And you'll see that on this map.
在这个红字这里写着的伯大尼呢，就有一个黑点在那里。伯大尼，对不起，上面不是很清楚，不过中文字会比较清楚一点。这个就是在约旦河外的伯大尼，而且是在比利亚的这个地方的。
And you see that the first Bethany where these Chinese, the red Chinese characters are, is the Bethany that is in Perea, and this is across the Jordan.
还有另外一个伯大尼呢，就是在这里是耶路撒冷，这里就是另外一个伯大尼，是靠近这个耶路撒冷的伯大尼。
And then, sort of on the east of the Dead Sea, just at the top, you will see where the roads, the confluence of roads are. There's another Bethany, which is very close to Jerusalem.
比利亚又是一个什么样子的地方？
Now, what sort of place is Perea?
比利亚就是这个西律安提帕所统治的这个地区。
This place was the place that was ruled by Herod Antipas.
西律安提帕是大西律的一个儿子。
And Herod Antipas was the son of the great Herod.
他就是这一个杀了自己约翰的西律。
This is the same Herod who killed John the Baptist.
我们读这一个圣经的时候，会发现当时有很多个希律。
And you will know, you will realize that as you're reading the Bible at that time, there were many Herods.
这个不同的希律，有些时候就能够在这个路加福音第三章那里，让我们看见原来当时这个地方呢，它有不同的这个分王。
And you will see, especially in Luke chapter 3,that there were different Herods, and they ruled different places.
有一个希律是做加利利分封的王，这一个就是希律安提帕。
One of them was the tetrarch of Galilee, and this is in fact Herod Antipas.
然后有他的兄弟腓力做以色列和特拉可尼地方分封的王。
And then there was his brother Philip, the tetrarch.Of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis.
当然，我们也看见还有另外一个分封的王。
And there is yet another.
因为这个时候，以色列被罗马统治了。
Because at this time, Israel was being ruled by Rome.
所以罗马这个帝王这个凯撒，他把这个以色列的地方分区出来，有不同的王管制不同的地方。
And the Caesar of Rome at that time had carved up various parts of the land and given them to different rulers to govern.
所以我们要记得这里有一个希律，而且有一个腓力。
So we remember from here that there is a Herod and there is a Philip.
希律就是因为他娶了他兄弟腓力的妻子。
Herod had in fact married his brother's wife.
他的兄弟就是腓力。
His brother is Philip.
在马可福音第六章那里，让我们看见了当这个希律娶了腓力他兄弟的妻子，就是希罗底的时候，施洗约翰告诉他，你这么做是不正确的，是不可以的。
And you will remember in Mark chapter 6 that when Herod was marrying his brother Philip's wife, John the Baptist confronted him and said, this is wrong.
希罗底不高兴。
Herod obviously was unhappy.
希罗底 Herodias.
Sorry, Herodias was unhappy.
所以希律就把施洗约翰抓了，丢进牢里。
And so she got John the Baptist captured and thrown in jail.
而且她的女儿有一次在这个希律的这个宴席上面表演了，希律非常高兴，然后告诉她的女儿说：“我赐给你什么都行。”
And there was another occasion where Herodias' daughter was dancing, and he was, and that made Herod very happy. At the end of it, he said, "What would you like as sort of a gift?" And she said,
然后他就去问他的母亲要什么，他的母亲告诉他，我要是比约翰的人头。
She went to her mother, Herodias, to ask what should she ask for. Her mother said to ask for the head of John the Baptist.
因为这个施洗约翰告诉希律说，你不能娶你兄弟的妻子，就是希罗底。
And that is because John the Baptist had told Herod that he cannot marry his brother's wife, Herodias.
现在耶稣就在这个约旦河外的伯大尼，就是在比利亚里头这个希律的地盘。
Now, John the Baptist was saying, Jesus was now at this very place at Bethany, which was Herod's land.
所以当这些法利赛人来试探耶稣的时候，他们是非常恶毒的，非常精心的去计划。因为如果耶稣说不能离婚的话，会怎么呢？就好像施洗约翰一样，可能会被希律斩头。
And so when the Pharisees came to Jesus with this question, it was a loaded question because they were in a place where this subject of divorce is what polarized the land. And they were hoping that Jesus would have the same result or the same end as John the Baptist.
因为这个希律他不高兴。 施洗约翰说他不能够离婚，他不能够娶这个兄弟的妻子，因为这样做是犯奸淫。Because
obviously Herod was upset at John the Baptist for saying that he couldn't marry his brother's wife because that was adultery.
耶稣怎样反应呢？
What was Jesus' response?
当然耶稣是神，他的反应永远都是完全正确的。
Of course Jesus is God and his response would always be perfect.
耶稣回答他们，用另外一个问题回答他们。
Jesus responded by asking them a question.
摩西吩咐你们是什么？
He said, Moses, what did Moses command you?
他们回答说，摩西许人写了休书，便可以休妻。
They said in verse 4, Moses allowed a man to write a certificate of divorce and to send her away.
耶稣说，摩西因为你们的心硬，所以写这条例给你们。
Jesus replies, because of your hardness of heart, he wrote you this commandment.
在这个时候的以色列，他们已经有一个非常的这个很详细细节的一种如何休妻的方法。
At this time, the Israelites already had a very clear system of divorce.
不过在这里，耶稣要纠正他们的错误观念。
But here Jesus is pointing out their misunderstanding.
当耶稣问他们摩西写的是什么的时候，他所指的就是《生命记》第24章。
Here, what Jesus was referring to was Deuteronomy chapter 24.
让我们打开《生命记》第24章来一同看。Let's
look together at Deuteronomy chapter 24.
生命记第24章。 4章第1节到第4节
Deuteronomy 24 verse 1 to verse 4
这里就是摩西所写的，人若娶妻以后，见他有什么不合理的事，不喜悦他，就可以写休书交在他手中，打发他离开夫家，妇人离开夫家以后，可以去嫁别人。 后夫若恨慕他，写休书交在他手中，打发他离开夫家，或是娶他为妻的后夫死了，打发他去的前夫不可在妇人玷污之后再娶他做为妻，因为这是耶和华所憎恶的，不可使耶和华你神所赐为业之地被玷污了。
Deuteronomy 24 verse 1 to 4 says, When a man takes a wife and marries her, if then she finds no favor in his eyes because he has found some indecency in her, and he writes her a certificate of divorce and puts it in her hand and sends her out of his house, and she departs out of his house, and if she goes and becomes another man's wife, and the latter man hates her and writes her a certificate of divorce and puts it in her hand and sends her out of his house, or if the latter man dies who took her to be his wife, then the former husband who sent her away may not take her again to be his wife after she has been defiled, for that is an abomination before the Lord, and you shall not bring sin upon the land that the Lord your God is giving you for an inheritance.
我们看第一节在这里中文不是写得很清楚，因为中文说可以写休书交在他手中，不过英文里头只是形容他写休书，而不是说可以写休书。
Now the Chinese translation suggests that the husband can write a certificate of divorce. However, in the English you'll note that it is merely acknowledging the fact that he writes her a certificate of divorce.
所以这里是一个叙述文，它是在形容，而不是在给命令。
So therefore, here he is giving the example of, or the illustration, and it's not a command that a husband should give a certificate.
所以有些时候我们形容这个是什么 ？It's descriptive and not prescriptive. 这个是形容，不是在给命令。
And so we say in English that texts like these are descriptive and not prescriptive.
这里这个摩西没有给这些以色列人命令，叫他们要写休书，所以命令不是写休书。
This was never a command that was given by Moses to write a certificate of divorce.
这一个命令其实是在第四节。
The command in fact is found in verse 4.
当第四节这里这个摩西所写的是这个前夫不可在妇人玷污之后再娶她为妻，这里才是命令。
And that is that her former husband who sent her away cannot take her again as his wife.
所以在这里为什么摩西不允许这个前夫再娶她为妻呢？因为当这个妻子被休了之后她改嫁了，当这个前夫再与他同为成为这个夫妻的时候，就是在犯奸淫了。
And the reason is because that she having gone to another man, if she comes back to him, then that would be adultery.
所以在这里摩西的命令是不可以再娶她，不可以与她犯奸淫。
And so Moses' command is that the former husband cannot marry her again.Because that would be adultery.
不过当时的法利赛人到了那一个时候，他们已经滥用了这一个生命记第二十四章。
But when we come to Mark chapter 10, by that time the Israelites had completely misconstrued Moses' teaching that now they have an accepted system of divorce.
他们把摩西所允许他们或者所形容他们所做的事情当成是摩西的命令。
They had taken Moses' illustration as his command.
当时他们有什么样子的理由能够休妻呢？
What sort of examples, what sort of reasons would they have for divorce?
因为摩西在第二十四章第一节那里写到这个人休见他有什么不合理的事，不喜悦他，所以这些法利赛人就有一条非常长的清单，什么是不喜悦他或者什么是不合理的事。
Now you will see again in chapter 24, verse 1, that it says that if he has found some indecency in her, what the Israelites did was they had come up with a whole list of reasons that could allow divorce.
在这个非常出名的拉比所写的这些记载里头，有着这样的一些原因，比如这个妻子把丈夫的这个晚餐给烧焦了。
Now,there would be the teaching of the rabbis were just about anything could allow for divorce, and that could even be the wife burning the dinner of the husband,
或者是这一个妻子对婆婆不好,
or it could be that the wife was not treating her mother-in-law well.
所以这里就是让我们看见了当时这个社会的败坏,
and we see really the degeneration or the sin of society.
今天的社会也是一样，人为了所有不同的理由会闹离婚。假如这个丈夫在晚上打鼾，这个妻子睡不着，他也能够要求离婚。
And we see that a lot even today, when the husband is out late, no, it's Oh, snoring. She uses that as a reason for divorce.
所以有很多这种这样的不合理的事情，大家都闹离婚。
And so all sorts of unreasonable reasons have become have sanctioned divorce.
我们可能会问，为什么这个离婚是如此的泛滥呢？
We can ask ourselves, how is it that this allowance of divorce has become so rampant?
为什么这个问题这么的严重呢？
Why is this problem such a big problem?
很简单的，因为我们大家都是罪人。
It's easy because all of us are sinners.
不过更重要的，我们要看这一个罪到底是怎么来的，为什么这个夫妻有着这种这样的这个对立呢？
Well, the question is, where does this come from and why is there such conflict between husband and wife?
让我们回到这个创世纪第三章来看。
This takes us back to Genesis chapter 3.
创世纪第三章那里就记载了人吃了这个禁果的时候堕落犯罪了。
Genesis chapter 3 talks about the fall of man after having taken the forbidden fruit. They fell into sin.
然后神对他们的审判，我们看第十六节，第三章第十六节。
And then in chapter 3 verse 16, it talks about the judgment of God on them.
神对女人说，我必多多加增你怀胎的苦楚，你生产儿女必多受苦楚，你必恋慕你丈夫，你丈夫必管辖你。
To the woman he said, I will surely magnify your pain in childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children. You shall desire, your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you.
我们在这里看见神对这个女人的咒诅是，你必恋慕你丈夫，你丈夫必管辖你。
The judgment that God passes on the woman is that her desire shall be for her husband, and he shall rule over you.
当然，我们在这里看见了丈夫管辖这个妻子是一种非常怎么讲，非常坚硬的手段来管辖这个妻子，所以妻子就会反抗。
Now this idea of the husband ruling over the wife is an iron-fisted rule, a harsh, hard rule.Which then sort of makes the woman go against her husband.
不过在之前的这一段这里说，妻子必恋慕你的丈夫，这一节有点难解。
But then in the earlier half of the sentence it says your desire shall be for your husband, and that is a little harder to interpret.
因为好像是这个丈夫管辖这个妻子，这个妻子非常的喜爱这种管辖一样。
Because it sounds on first reading of the sentence that despite his iron-fisted rule over his wife, the wife's desire is great for her husband.
不过当我们看第四章第七节的时候，我们就会明白这一个字到底是什么意思了。
But we get a better understanding of what this means in chapter 4 verse 7 of Genesis.
在第四章第七节这里谈到了这个该隐的罪。
And this verse or this segment talks about the sin of Cain.
耶和华对该隐说，你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色呢？你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。
In verse 6 of chapter 4 and verse 7 it says, The Lord said to Cain, Why are you angry and why has your face fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is for you, but you must rule over it.
这里就是相同的字，这个罪恋慕这该隐是什么意思？
And we see the exact same language here. It says its desire is for Cain.
所以罪恋慕这该隐，就是说罪想要控制这个该隐，想要胜过该隐。
And what it means is that sin desires to control Cain.
这里回到这个第三章的时候，我们就会明白，原来妻子恋慕丈夫，就是说妻子是希望能够胜过这个丈夫，或者控制这个丈夫。
And so when we take that meaning back to chapter 3, it's apparent that your desire shall be for your husband means that you will desire to control and rule over your husband.
不过丈夫却是会用着这个强硬的手段来管辖妻子。
Yet the husband with an iron fist will rule over his wife.
所以在这里我们就看见了人犯罪之后，这个婚姻也受了咒诅。
And so we see that after the fall of man, even the institution of marriage is cursed by God.
所以就造成了丈夫跟妻子永远的一种对立。
And so we see then a constant opposition within the husband and wife relationship.
所以这个就让我们看清楚了，离婚的问题就是因着人犯了罪。
And so we see that the problem of divorce comes from the fact that man has sinned.
从第六节到第九节，我们来看离婚的避免，如何避免离婚。
In verse 6 to 9, we will see the point of the prevention of divorce.
耶稣在第六节这里说，从起初创造的时候，神造人是造男造女，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。既然如此，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体的了。所以神配合的人不可分开。
6 to 9 says, but from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man separate.
所以夫妻要如何的避免离婚呢？就是必须要回到神那里，神起初的创造是怎么样的？回到神的话那里。
So how do marriages become successful? Marriages become successful by returning to God, by returning to God's original plan for the man and his wife.
神造一男，造一女。
God made one man and one woman.
他没有造一男，造几个女的给他选。
He did not create a man and a few women for him.
所以这里不是一夫多妻，而是一夫一妻。
And this, what this means is, it is one man for one woman.
他们二人合为一体，这个是非常亲密的一种联合关系。
And this idea of two becoming one flesh is a great intimacy.
这里就好像是两张纸用这个强力胶粘在一起一样的一种的形容。
And it is like two pieces of paper being glued together.
当你把两张纸用强力胶粘在一起的时候，你如果想要把这两张纸分开是不可能的。
And if you use super glue to stick these two pieces of paper together, when you try to pull them apart, you cannot.
当然，如果你硬硬的把它们撕开的话，一定会撕破。
But of course, if you use force and tear them apart, then they will become torn.
所以离婚也是同样的，当这个男女结婚的时候，二人成为一体，当他们离婚的时候，双方都会受到很大的伤害。
And that's not unlike the picture of divorce when you have two pieces of paper stuck together, or when a man and woman gets married, when they separate and divorce, there will be pain and hurt in both their lives.
在希伯来文里头，这个婚姻的这个希伯来文是 kiddushin.
The Jewish term for marriage is kiddushin.
这一个字的这个原文呢，是代表着要圣洁，要分别为圣。
And it carries the meaning of sanctification or consecration.
也就是说，男人跟女人结婚或者这个有这个婚姻的时候，就是像这他们与神为着神分别为圣的意思。
And it means that as in the marriage, when the man and woman come together, they are set apart for God.
他们成为一体，就是成为一，而不是再分开了。
They have become one flesh, and no longer are they two entities.
如果任何一方面犯着这个奸淫的话，就是犯了罪，而且不再成圣了。
And if either party has committed adultery, then they have committed sin, and they are no longer set apart for God.
耶稣说，神所配合的人不可分开。
Jesus said, "What God has joined together, let no man separate."
所以我们要知道，这个婚姻是神所设立的，是神圣的。
And so we need to understand that marriage is an institution of God.
这个是神圣的。
And it is, it's holy.
当男人跟女人结婚的时候，是为着神而分别为圣，这个是非常庄重、非常神圣的。我们身为基督徒，必须要把这件事情看得非常重。
And when a man gets married to a woman, they are as a single unit, they are set apart for God's purposes.
当时的人把这件事情给本末倒置了。
But the people at that time had completely misconstrued the matter.
他们忘了这个婚姻是神所设立的。
They had in fact forgotten that marriage was something that God instituted.
当然我们知道神创造这个女人是为了男人，为了帮助他。
We also know that when God created woman, it was to be a helper to man.
不过这个婚姻不只是女人创神创造女人为了帮助男人这么简单吧。
But the marriage is not all about the woman being created to help the man.
是的，这个创世纪第二章的确这么告诉我们。
Although we see that that is true in Genesis chapter 2.
不过更加重要的就是婚姻它其实反映了基督与教会的关系。
But the real truth of it, or the greater truth of it, is that marriage is meant to be a picture of the love of Christ for the church.
我们看以弗所书第五章第二十五到二十七节。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24.
以弗所书五章第二十五节，这里说，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水借这道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。
Ephesians 5:24-27 says, "Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish." This mystery is profound, and I'm saying that it refers to Christ and the church.
当然我今天在这里不会完全的讲解以弗所书。
I will not, of course, go through the entire passage in Ephesians.
因为我们的牧师已经曾经讲解过了这一段圣经。
And we have already dealt with this passage before by our pastor.
不过这一段经文让我们看见了，原来婚姻是反映着基督与教会的这个关系。
But the point is that this passage shows us that marriage is meant to be a picture of Christ and the church.
刚才我们说了，这个婚姻在希伯来文里头是代表着这个成圣或者是分别为圣。而且这里让我们看见耶稣他做什么呢？他用水借这道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，相同的观念。
Now what we saw just now was that in the original language, the word marriage has carries meaning, the meaning of sanctification or consecration, and you will see that as well in this passage where Jesus cleanses the church by the washing of water.
所以人为什么不能离婚？
So why can man not be divorced?
因为耶稣他是信实的，他完全不会把他的教会给弃掉的。
Because Christ is faithful and he will not depart from his church.
基督他是信实的，他为着他的教会死了，而且为着他的教会流了他的宝血，他是永远不会背弃教会的。
In fact, Christ was faithful to the point of death for the church, and he gave himself up for her, and he will never divorce the church.
所以当这个丈夫与妻子二人成为一体的时候，他们的关系反映着基督与教会， 人这个男人如果休妻的话，就是要让世界看见教这个耶稣会背弃教会。
And so when we say two become one and the man and woman join together for the church, it is like Christ loving the church. And when man divorces his wife, it shows a distorted picture of what was meant to be.
当然，我们在这里是指着这个基督徒必须要回到神的话那里，使他们的婚姻能够好好的发展，使他们的婚姻能够有着这个顺利。
But let's not forget that the point here was that man needs to go back to the beginning of creation and the original plan of marriage to be able to have a successful marriage.
这里说的就是丈夫要爱妻子，而且要为着妻子。
It says here that husbands need to love their wives.
丈夫要如何使妻子成圣呢？成为圣洁呢？
How can a husband sanctify his wife?
做丈夫的要爱妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。也就是说，丈夫要为妻子舍己。
It says here that husbands need to love their wives and as Christ loved the church and give himself up for her that she might be sanctified.
丈夫要如何帮助妻子呢？
How can the husband help the wife?
是要使妻子更加的像基督，而不是更加的像丈夫。
He can do that by making her more like Christ and not more like himself.
有许多的丈夫，他们一心一意要妻子成为像他一样。
There are husbands who try everything in their power to make their wives more like themselves.
要妻子喜爱的事情跟他一样。
They want their wives to love and be interested in the same things that they love and are interested in.
要妻子的行为、言行举止都跟他一样。
They want their wives to have the same attitudes and mannerisms that they have.
这个是非常以自我为中心，是非常充满着罪恶的。
But this is a self-centered and sinful attitude.
丈夫，如果你以为自己是完全的，比基督更好，你比神的话更加的有智慧，你就会这么做。
Husbands, if you think that you are better than Christ and you have greater wisdom, then that's why you would do this.
你就会要求你的妻子与你的思想一模一样，你的要求你的妻子与你的爱好一模一样。
You would expect that your wife is exactly the same as you, that her interests are the same as yours.
不过妻子一定会反抗的。
But the wife will definitely oppose it.
这一个就是人犯罪以后，刚才我们看见的神对这个男女的咒诅。
And that was the curse that we saw in Genesis chapter 3.
所以我们必须要回到这个圣经里头的教导，要如何的使这个咒诅不发生在我们的身上。
And so we need to return to the Bible to understand how this curse might not be applied to us.
我们就要像以弗所书这里所写的。
And therefore we need to do as Ephesians chapter 5 says.
如果我们不这么做，不回到圣经那里去进行我们的婚姻的话，我们不要以为现在不离婚，以后不会离婚。
If we do not conduct our marriages in the fashion that Ephesians 5 tells us, then even if you're not divorced now, you may be divorced later on.
记得我们刚才开始的时候提到的数据，就是越来越多的夫妻，他们结婚二十年之后还是一样闹离婚。
Now, remember the statistics I gave to you at the start of the sermon, about how people, even after having been married for 20 years, also get divorced.
因为现在他们不离婚的原因可能是孩子还没有大，为了孩子他们继续的过着这个婚姻的生活。
And it is as we said, it is possible that they are in a marriage now simply for the sake of their children, and when their children are grown up and leave the home, there's no reason for them to be together anymore.
不过我们要记得，当夫妻二十年后闹离婚，这一个问题不是一夜之间而发生的。
What we must understand is thatA marriage that breaks down after 20 years was not, the problem was not something that happened overnight.
这个是长年累月， 超过了20年的这一个累积而形成的。
It was a problem that was a long time in the development. It is something that happened for over years and years.
这一个就好像一个沉睡的火山一样。
This is like a volcano that is dormant.
就好像去年这一个克拉科托火山，它沉睡了多年，突然间爆发的时候。
Like the Krakatoa that erupted after being dormant for many many years.
去年12月，这一个克拉科托火山爆发的时候，发生了一个大海啸，而且死了好多的人。
And it was last December that Krakatoa erupted, caused a tsunami and took many lives.
所以婚姻也是这样，如果不好好的去跟住。这一个圣经的教导的话，就好像是一个沉睡的火山，它的这些岩浆，还有这些热气都存在里头的时候，到一天它不可收拾，就会爆发了。
A marriage that is not nurtured, a marriage that is not conducted according to God's word, it's like a volcano being that is dormant. It builds up pressure, and over time, eventually, at some point, it cracks.
我们来看。第三点
，Let's look at point three。
这里让我们看见离婚的惩罚。
Point three is the penalty of divorce。
第十节，到了屋里，门徒就问他这事。耶稣对他们说：“凡休妻另娶的，就是犯奸淫，辜负他的妻子。妻子若离弃丈夫另嫁，也是犯奸淫的。”
Verse ten to twelve say, and in the house, the disciples asked him again about this matter.And he said to them, Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery.
我们要记得当时的犹太人对这个奸淫有什么样子的看法。
We see here what the Jews at that time, how they viewed the idea of adultery.
我们知道他们深知这个旧约的教导。
We see that they used this Old Testament teaching.
因为在旧约里头，利未记第20章第十节告诉我们，与邻舍之妻行淫的，奸夫淫妇都必致死。
It says in Leviticus 20:10 that if a man commits adultery with the wife of his neighbor, both the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death.
而且在十诫里头，我们也知道第十诫说不可贪恋人的房屋，也不可贪恋人的妻子、虎杯、驴，并他一切所有的。
We see more teaching on adultery in Exodus 20:17, where it says, "You shall not covet your neighbor's house, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife."
也就是说，不只是这个行淫乱的这个做法，甚至心里头也不能够有这个贪恋人妻子的这种罪念。
This goes beyond just the act of adultery. It talks about the heart coveting someone else's wife.
所以当时行这个奸淫的必须要处死。
And so at that time, the people who were involved in adultery would be stoned to death.
我们就知道原来奸淫是这么严重的，这个就是犯奸淫离婚的这个惩罚。
And it shows us just how severe a sin it is to conduct to be in an adulterous relationship and then to be divorced.
不过当时的法利赛人他们知道他们不能够行奸淫，所以他们就把这个离婚给变成是合法化了。
But because they understood the severity of the sin of adultery, they came up and they twisted the teaching on divorce that allowed them to have an exit strategy from their marriages.
不过耶稣在这里告诉他们说，凡休妻另娶的，就是犯奸淫。
But Jesus says to them, whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery.
妻子若离弃丈夫另嫁，也是犯奸淫了。
He says if she divorces her husband and marries another, she too commits adultery.
所以耶稣的教导非常的清楚。
And so Jesus' teaching on this was very clear.
来到哥林多前书，我们也看见那些行淫乱、行奸淫的，他们不能够承受神的国。
We see then in 1 Corinthians 6 that those who are adulterers will not inherit the kingdom of God.
所以那些行奸淫不认罪悔改的不能够得救。
Those who are adulterers and who do not repent from their sins will not be saved.
从这个十诫里头，我们就能够明白，原来耶稣在马太福音那里说，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与他犯奸淫了。
Matthew 5:27-28 says that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
所以这个非常的可怕，因为我们人的心里面非常的容易动这些淫念。
And it is a frightening judgment because our hearts are also full of sin.
所以我们要明白，我们的人都我们都是罪人。
So we need to recognize the fact that we are all sinners.
我们所有的人都是有罪的，所有的人来到耶稣基督的面前必须要认罪悔改。
We all have sinned and all who come before our Lord Jesus need to repent of our sin.
如果你是信徒，而且你也结婚了，你要反映一下你的婚姻到底是否与这个以弗所书第五章那里所形容的一样。
If you are married, then you need to examine your marriage and see if your marriageis in line with the teaching in Ephesians chapter 5.
如果不是的话，你今天就要认罪悔改，要求耶稣基督帮助你，不然的话，这个火山可能很快会爆发。
If it isn't, then you need to come before the Lord and ask for help because this volcano that has laid dormant for a long time may be about to erupt.
如果你还没有结婚，这一堂道也是讲给你听的。
Now, if you are not married, then this message is also for you.
因为离婚是一个非常严重的问题。
Because divorce is such a severe issue.
而且在神的眼里是罪。
And it is in the eyes of God sin.
所以不可乱娶，不可乱嫁。
And that means you cannot be, you cannot take marriage lightly and marry without thinking.
门徒就非常明白耶稣的教训。
The disciples understood Jesus' teaching.
所以在马太福音那里记载着门徒后来对耶稣说的，人和妻子既是这样倒，不如不娶。
And so understanding the weight of it, the disciples said to Jesus in Matthew 19:10, if such is the case of a man with his wife, it's better not to marry.
保罗在哥林多前书也是有相当这个相同的教训。保罗说，我愿你们无所挂虑，没有娶妻的是为主的事挂虑，想怎样叫主喜悦，娶了妻的是为世上的事挂虑，想怎样叫妻子喜悦。妇人和处女也有分别，没有出嫁的是为主的事挂虑，要身体灵魂都圣洁，已经出嫁的是为世上的事挂虑，想怎样叫丈夫喜悦。我说这话是为你们的益处，不是要牢笼你们，乃是要叫你们行合宜的事，得以殷勤服侍主，没有分心的事。
Now Paul has a similar teaching in 1 Corinthians 7 where he says, I want you to be free from anxieties. The unmarried man is anxious about the things of the Lord, how to please the Lord. But the married man is anxious about worldly things, how to please his wife.And his interests are divided. And the unmarried or betrothed woman is anxious about the things of the Lord, how to be holy in body and spirit. But the married woman is anxious about worldly things, how to please her husband. I say this for your own benefit, not to lay any restraint upon you, but to promote good order and to secure your undivided devotion to the Lord.
所以如果你已经结婚了，已经太迟了。
So if you're already married, well, it's too late.
现在就是要好好的思考如何的好好进行你的婚姻。
Your job now is to consider how best to conduct your marriage.
如果你还没有结婚，你是有福的。
If you are not yet married, then you are also to be blessed.
因为你还有选择。
Because you have the option.
所以要有智慧，要做出智慧的选择。
And you must make a wise decision.
所以我们看见了这个离婚是一个非常严重的事情。作为丈夫，作为妻子的，在吵架的时候，千万不要用离婚来做这个要挟。
So So we see from all of this that this that divorce is a sin, and it is a severe sin. And as married couples, when we fight, never ever bring up the divorce card.
肯定会争吵的.
Because it will definitely cause greater pain.
丈夫与妻子一定会有吵架的时候.
The fact of the matter is, husbands and wives will fight.
千万不要提出这个课题.
But never bring this up.
我们来看最后一点.
Let's look at the final point.
最后一点是从马太福音第19章9节那里拿的.
And this last point comes from Matthew 19 verse 9.
非常快我们就要结束了.
We're very quickly going to close.
在马可福音那里我们没有的看见这个教导因为耶稣马可没有记载耶稣所讲的不过马太福音里头马太就记载了耶稣的教导他给这个离婚的允许.
Now in a parallel passage in Matthew chapter 19, Jesus gives further instruction on this issue.
马太福音第19章9节，耶稣说：“我告诉你们，凡休妻另娶的，若不是为淫乱的缘故，就是犯奸淫了。有人娶那被休的妇人，也是犯奸淫了。”
Matthew records where Mark doesn't, verse 9, which says, "And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, and marries another, commits adultery."
刚才我们提到说，在旧约里头，这一个犯奸淫的人必须被处死。
We saw earlier on in the Old Testament that the person who commits adultery is put to death.
所以如果丈夫犯了奸淫，他被处死了之后，这一个妻子她就自由了，能够再嫁。
And if the husband commits adultery and he is indeed put to death, his wife is no longer bound to that marriage and is free to remarry.
不过因着神的恩典，到了这个新约的时代，丈夫妻子犯奸淫的时候没有被处死。
But in God's grace, as we see in the New Testament, when that adultery takes place, the man is those involved are not put to death.
不过神对这个奸夫或者淫妇的恩典，不代表着他的妻子或丈夫必须要受到这个辖制。
But that mercy on the adulterous husband or wife does not necessarily mean that the non-sinning spouse will be held under bondage.
所以神就允许了这个唯一的条件，当人犯了奸淫的时候，他的丈夫或妻子可以离婚。
And what that means is, in a situation of sexual immorality, the husband or the wife who is not in sin has the option to divorce.
今天我们谈到这个离婚的课题。
Today we looked at the issue of divorce.
我们也看见了原来婚姻是反映着基督与教会的关系。
We also see that marriage is meant to be the picture of the love that Christ has for the church.
所有犯罪的人有一天都会面临着这个审判。
And all who sin will come to judgment one day.
不只是犯奸淫，不只是这些离婚的人，所有不认罪悔改的人有一日都会面临审判。
And this is not limited to those who commit the sin of adultery, it is to everyone who sins.